Everybody has the one that got away. Yes. I know for me, I dated this girl named Michelle in high school. We went on one date.
Really?
All the signs were there.
Yeah.
I put my hand on her leg. We were watching the movie, everything.
Wow.
I never made a move, never kissed her. I got friend-zoned, didn't talk to her after, and I'll always remember her.
Are you serious? That's so romantic.
Yeah, it wasn't so much about the romance. Her dad was an exec at Paramount, and I thought maybe if we like had a long relationship, I could somehow get into the movie industry. So that's what it was about for me. But then again, my first love is my career.
And then you settled for radio.
And then
screwed
I,
your career.
Settled for radio, and now I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
God, you could have been Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, man.
If I only would have kissed that girl.
Yeah,
you idiot.
Man.
And Patrick is going through the same kind of thing right now. He's on the phone for a second date update. He went out with a girl named April in high school. He was too scared to make a move. Fast forward 10 years later, he just found out that she ended her engagement, and he got her phone number and wants to call her and see if he can get another shot at love. Ooh. All right, Patrick, you ready?
I am so ready.
Okay, and you heard through the grapevine that she ended her engagement. I didn't even ask. How long ago was that?
It was actually really recently, within the last couple weeks, and I'm trying to pounce while I can.
Yeah.
Okay, so we may call her and she could still be crying.
Hopefully that's not the case, and I can cheer her up.
Yeah, or hopefully she's crying the appropriate amount where she'll give you a chance. You know, where she's like,
oh,
I just need somebody to hang out with.
This just feels so soon.
Okay.
But
however you guys can make it happen, I'm up for it.
All right.
All right.
Well, dialing her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this April?
Yeah, this is she.
April, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
How's it going?
What is it?
Well, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email asking us if we can get in touch with you.
Is it a joke? What?
Nope. His name is Patrick, and apparently you guys went on a date in high school. I know it's been probably about 10 years since you guys talked. That's what he told us. But he wanted us to call you because he still thinks about you a lot.
What?
Uh-huh.
Is that like, oh my God, that's so crazy. I think about him, what? Or is that not that?
Processing. Okay, processing.
Okay. I'm guessing you didn't expect this phone call.
No. Okay, so
I'll tell you why we're calling. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So if somebody goes out on a date with a person and then they end up getting blown off or not getting a call back, you can email us and we'll get that person on the phone and ask what happens. So technically, this is a second date update from your first date 10 years ago.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm really shocked. Besides the fact that it's been a decade, I'm just shocked that he's reaching out about me.
He was so cute about you. He told us, like, the awkward story of your guys' date where he had his dad plan this dinner and you went over to his parents' house.
It was very sweet.
What about Patrick, though? Did you actually enjoy going out with him, and were you interested in him?
Oh my God, I had the biggest crush on that kid.
You did?
Yes.
He said that he always regrets not making a move because he feels like he screwed himself.
Do you remember that moment on the doorstep when he dropped you off?
Yes, and I felt like an idiot because I was like practically throwing myself, but he gave me nothing, so I just felt so rejected. And
whoa.
I don't know, I tried to comfort myself by saying maybe he's gay, he must be gay. But I knew he wasn't, so it didn't really provide much comfort, and I ended up getting angry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what he said you guys didn't really talk much after that.
Well, no, I was humiliated, and I thought, like, I wasn't going to call him.
Oh, okay.
You can understand now, though, like, that it's been 10 years that he was just an awkward teenager that was nervous, right?
I think it's really endearing, especially, you know, with the way the world is now, to know that he was so shy to even want to kiss me when he did. That's just really beyond sweet.
Okay, oh well, you know what else is endearing? He's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, aren't you excited?
Patrick, are you there?
Hey, April.
Hi. Oh, my God.
It's been a while.
Hi, Patrick. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, like, beyond awkward. Oh, my God.
Do you guys need some help? Are you going to work this one out together? It's just a conversation.
How have you been?
No.
I've actually been better. I just broke off an engagement. So your timing is impeccable.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. That sucks. But I want to do what I couldn't do 10 years ago. I want to at least get the chance to take you out. I'm sorry I couldn't do it 10 years ago. I'm sorry that I fell short at the finish line. I really did. But it's weighed on my mind ever since. And I'm really hoping that you'll just give me a second chance.
This is hard for me. Just keep in mind, you know how we were really young back then, and we both were attracted to each other, and nothing happened because we were both awkward teenagers, right? So keep that in mind. We're grown up now, but back then I didn't have the cognitive skills I have now. So I'm just gonna say it, okay, Patrick?
Okay.
I was feeling so rejected by you and so angry. There was that big party that Rob had. You know, Rob was always having those big high school parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember? Okay, so I went and I made out with your brother.
What?
Whoa!
You made out with who?
Your brother, Thomas. I was drunk. I was stupid. I was mad at you for not kissing me.
Oh.
So you went and kissed a lookalike?
Brother? That's messed up.
You know, we were teenagers. It was a crowded house and nothing serious, but, you know, it was definitely a makeout session. And I thought it would make
me
feel better and it made me feel worse.
I'm so glad I have all the details. I'm stoked about that. Thank you.
Wait,
are you upset?
Of course I'm upset. That's really weird. I'm finding out about this at the same time that a lot of people are.
But it was like 10 years ago.
I can't believe he never told me. And I definitely can't believe you never told me.
I was very immature. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Second, when you're drunk, especially for the first time, I had no idea how low your inhibitions can go.
Yeah.
April, I'm still trying to get over my shock. About this, it's kind of weird. Like, it feels like losing out all over again. It's kind of a double whammy over here.
Well, yeah, but we were all kids, and I mean, it's not like I made out with your dad when he made dinner for us.
Did you consider making out with my dad?
Valid question, Patrick.
Yeah, why are you bringing that up?
No, I mean, he was old, but he was like a hot old.
What?
Why would you? That's insane.
That's my point, Patrick. You're missing the point. The point is that I liked you, but you didn't make the move. So I had to make the move. And unfortunately, it was with your brother.
Okay. Well, April, would you like to go out with Patrick again on a second date and see if maybe he can make a move then?
Oh.
I'm open to it because a lot of time has passed. I just feel better having told him everything because it's been weighing on me. So with that, I'm open to possibility with him.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
You hear that, Patrick?
I hear it. I feel like I'd be thinking about my brother the entire time.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing for you?
Valid question, Jubal.
No, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing.
Okay. All right. So Wait. Is that a no then? You don't want to go out with April?
After all this?
I can't do it.
What?
This is a no.
She just made out with your brother. Big deal.
Like 10 years ago,
yeah,
too.
Who cares?
You waited this whole time.
What are you doing? You were painting this beautiful love story, and just this one little thing is going to ruin it all?
It was my brother, and he lied to me about it, and then she lied to me about it, and there's no way I'm getting involved in that again.
Oh, wow.
So you're basically still in high school. In a way, still can't get past it.
call it whatever you want, but I'm out.
Oh, my gosh. I did not expect that.
Me neither.
Patrick, we can really have something together, and you're allowing us to miss the potential a second time.
Look, I don't want my first kiss with you to be thinking about my brother the whole time.
Wow.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
All right. It's your loss. You chickened out for the second time on making the first move.
Oh, my God. And you know she's just going to go call your brother
That's
right
what I'm
now,
saying,
right?
Yeah.